As a Baal Tshuva whose family is in Frum, I don't really know to whom I can ask this embarrassing question. What is the Avera of Zera Levatala specifically, and its punishment and Tshuva for it? Is there a difference if it happens at night or on purpose? If at night it is accompanied by a dream, does it matter whether the dream is pleasurable or not? And lastly, even if it's not an Avera at night, does one still suffer some amount of spiritual damage? If so, is there anything that one can do to fix it? If the Rav feels it inappropriate to answer this question, would the Rav please point out some Sfarim so that I could look it up? Thank you very much. Anonymous from New York. Okay, the person is not held responsible for something that happens against his will. An omission that happens totally without a person initiating it, person doesn't have to worry about. However, it does say that a person should not have bad thoughts, improper thoughts during the day, and that will lead him to have an emission at night. Surely where the person brings on that emission is a sin, and like any sin, a person can do tshuva. He regrets doing it, he commits himself not to do it again, and makes safeguards to safeguard himself from coming to commit the sin again, and he confesses between himself and God that he recognizes the sin, regrets it, and commits himself not to do it again, and that atones for the sin.